serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solis Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Life without limits. Life without limits. Last time we were together, we looked at a message entitled, "Ye Are Complete in Him." And it's very important for us to understand that Christ is in us. We are in Christ. Say that with me. I am in Christ. And Christ is in me. Not only is Christ in you, but you are in Christ. And that means simply that everything that is His inheritance is our inheritance. As He is right now, so are we, because we are in Christ. Now, God's glory, we talked about glory. Christ is in you, and the scripture defines it as Christ in you, the hope of glory. The hope of glory. God's glory, again, is not just a Shekinah, not just a mist or a cloud, but God's glory is a reality created by His will. Let's say that again. God's glory is not just a Shekinah, you know, in the Old Testament or during the time of Jesus' time, the temple, there would be a glory that came down upon the temple. It was like a mist or a cloud, a fog, call it what you will, but it was a glory. The glory of God is not just a Shekinah, it's a reality. Say it with me, it's a reality. Now that reality is the glory of God. The reality is created by His will. Or when a person chooses with their will to do God's will, there's a glory that's created. In other words, there's a reality that one does not necessarily experience until His will or her will chooses to do God's will. So God's glory is a reality that is created by His will. Now, God's will, simply put, is His view, His opinion, or His reality. Tell somebody, God is real. I don't know if you've ever encountered those evil spirits or that dimension of or place called unbelief. It's a very dark place. It's a very ominous, very wicked place where these things, these thoughts, these feelings, these ideas war against the reality of God, because sometimes your experience hasn't caught up to or hasn't embraced the reality. And these spirits or these thoughts, they're not always the devil. It's just sometimes your feelings or your belief system tries to shut down and you become discouraged or disheartened or, you know, depressed or, you know, in extreme cases, people become suicidal. But these are territories that are crossed in our journey towards the fulfillment of our destiny. And guess what? Our journey never stops until we are at the feet of Jesus. It'll never stop. Many have been disillusioned in the thought that the glory and the promises would manifest immediately. See, when we were first saved, so many things happened so suddenly. But the tragic thing is that many, and I can testify this, we were brought into doctrines that were not true or that were limiting at best, that brought in the traditions of men or religious thinking instead of the Holy Spirit being your teacher. Now a bunch of rules. Now a bunch of regulations, now a bunch of stuff that man concocted begins to govern and limit your life and cap off. But God, even in his omnipresence and his faithfulness, had kept you through that religious stuff, just doing church and thinking that was God. But thank God for his grace. Amen. God's reality exists in a realm called the kingdom of God. We call it the kingdom of God. Now, understand, the kingdom of God is not something external. The disciples and the people of Jesus' day thought the kingdom was external, but it's not. It's a kingdom which can only be accessed in your heart. So we have to, in our thinking, in our intellect, and especially in our reasoning, all of those faculties there, we have to stop waiting on the kingdom of God and begin to embrace the reality that the kingdom is already here. We are already in the kingdom. Now understand, the kingdom means that there is a reality that is God. It is a reality that is God and everything that God is. I said last time we were together, it's important that we treat poverty or lack like it stole something from us. You know, you would beat somebody down that stole something from you. Finally, they got that. Hey, that's my wallet. Give me my wallet. Right? You may, you know, you want to give them some, not hands of compassion, but compression. Well, instead of treating lack or poverty like a friend, or you get weak-kneed around them, or you just accept them, treat them like they stole something. Resist it wherever you see it. Infirmity, confusion. Amen. Anything that is not of the kingdom, the reality of God, treat it like it's an enemy, because it is. It's an enemy. Comes but for to steal and kill and destroy. But again, God's reality, the reality of God, is found in the promises of God, in the book that is full of promises that God has made to you. It's full. These promises are to you. But his reality is not found outside of these promises. You experience a reality called experience. But it's in this, when you believe, when you have faith, when you believe. Somebody say believe. Isn't it amazing? It's the goodness of God. It's the mercy of God that has been extended to us that we might believe. I mean, you didn't choose God. Think about it a moment. You're not the one that chose. I chose God. No, you didn't choose him. He chose you. Gave you a capacity. Gave you, somehow you understood or you received something maybe your best friend didn't receive. They died and they died without God, or they're living a life without God. But yet here you are, you have received, it's been the grace of God. Again, let me state this very emphatically. The reality of God, or the reality, God's reality exists in the realm called the kingdom. We've labeled it the kingdom of God. Remember, Jesus said the kingdom of God cometh not with observation or without observation. The kingdom of God is within you. He said, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. The Romans were ruling everything in the external, but the kingdom of God had come. Now, I want to emphasize this very strongly. You've heard me teach on this before about how we establish reality. What a culture agrees upon, what they constantly use, and what they compromise ultimately becomes a reality. It becomes a culture. Whether for good or for bad, what they consent to, constantly use, and compromise with is ultimately going to become a reality. It's going to become what they are. All cultures are based upon that. What they consent to, again, whether it's good or evil. Now, God's reality, I want to keep emphasizing this, his reality, the reality of God, the person of God is embodied in all the promises that he's made to mankind, that he's made to all mankind, that whosoever would believe on him, as he has said in his word, would have everlasting life. In other words, would come into the reality in their experience of who God is. Okay? It's found in his word. Now, we become, or let me say it this way, we experience God's reality, we experience His reality. We experience His promises. We experience His promises when we become part of His reality. I say that again. We experience promises when we become part of the reality. Does that make sense to you? In our standing, the word says, my God supplies my every need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Is that right? That's your standing. That's a promise that God has given to you. But that may not necessarily be right now your experience, because you have need. But now it becomes your experience, or you experience that promise when it becomes part of your reality. Now, how do we get it to become part of our reality? I want to show you something here that struck me the other day that I never thought about it this way. You know, we do a lot of things, and they're not wrong, they're good, but we feel like through these things we are fellowshipping with God. But it's not really fellowship. You know, when we pray, that's not fellowshipping. When we sing, that's not fellowshipping with God. Hi. When we do all these things, it's not fellowship. Because it's aimed toward God. So when you're fellowshipping with someone, you are sharing something. You are sharing something. You know, it's one thing when you are aiming towards someone. And prayer, and all these things are good, and all these things are necessary, all these things are what we should do, and it is what we do, and it has its significance. But fellowshipping means that you are sharing a life. See, God's reality is in His promises. And in order for us to experience His promises, we must learn to fellowship. That's why I think about it a minute. That's why you pray a lot, but sometimes the results of your prayer are minimal. But you've prayed, and God heard your prayer. But a lot of answers aren't coming through prayer. They're coming through fellowship. Because see, sometimes, even our prayers are antiquated or outdated. We're praying stuff that God's already done. See, God's already given us a life, but we're still praying for that life. God says, no, I want you to come into fellowship with me. See, this is based upon the finished work. This is where our thinking has to change.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 29 of Mega Grace, Life Without Limits. God's best for your life is a life without limits. Dream big, think big, never settle, and keep moving. Upgrade your faith. Be careful not to become stagnant. Think outside of the box. The goal of your faith is abundant life. Don't be tempted by the fallen information or let it determine how you think or what you decide. Be settled in your heart. Know who you are and whose you are. You have authority.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Good news and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Jesus Good News the Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news and shoes.
This is Dave Freeland, your host on Sounds of Joy, inviting you to listen Sunday mornings at 6 on WCNO FM.
Welcome to Family Matters.